2. The Vine and the Branches. Then Jesus stood up again and continued teaching his apostles. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I am the vine, and you are the branches. And the Father requires of me only that you shall bear much fruit. The vine is pruned only to increase the fruitfulness of its branches. Every branch coming out of me which bears no fruit, the Father will take away. Every branch which bears fruit, the Father will cleanse that it may bear more fruit. Already are you clean through the word I have spoken, but you must continue to be clean. You must abide in me, and I in you. The branch will die if it is separated from the vine. As the branch cannot bear fruit except it abides in the vine, so neither can you yield the fruits of loving service except you abide in me. Remember, I am the real vine, and you are the living branches. He who lives in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit of the Spirit, and experience the supreme joy of yielding the spiritual harvest. If you will maintain this living spiritual connection with me, you will bear abundant fruit. If you abide in me, and my words live in you, you will be able to commune freely with me, and then can my living Spirit so infuse you that you may ask whatsoever my Spirit wills, and do all this with the assurance that the Father will grant us our petition. Herein is the Father glorified, that the vine has many living branches, and that every branch bears much fruit. And when the world sees these fruit-bearing branches, my friends who love one another, even as I have loved them, all men will know that you are truly my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Live in my love, even as I live in the Father's love. If you do as I have taught you, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept the Father's word, and evermore abide in his love. The Jews had long taught that the Messiah would be a stem arising out of the vine of David's ancestors, and in commemoration of this olden teaching, a large emblem of the grape and its attached vine decorated the entrance to Herod's temple. The apostles all recalled these things while the Master talked to them this night in the upper chamber. But great sorrow later attended the misinterpretation of the Master's inferences regarding prayer. There would have been little difficulty about these teachings if his exact words had been remembered and subsequently truthfully recorded. But as the record was made, believers eventually regarded prayer in Jesus' name as a sort of supreme magic, thinking that they would receive from the Father anything they asked for. For centuries, honest souls have continued to wreck their faith against this stumbling block. How long will it take the world of believers to understand that prayer is not a process of getting your way, but rather a program of taking God's way, an experience of learning how to recognize and execute the Father's will? It is entirely true that, when your will has been truly aligned with His, you can ask anything conceived by that will union, and it will be granted. And such a will union is effected by and through Jesus, even as the life of the vine flows into and through the living branches. When there exists this living connection between divinity and humanity, if humanity should thoughtlessly and ignorantly pray for selfish ease and vainglorious accomplishments, there could be only one divine answer, more and increased bearing of the fruits of the Spirit on the stems of the living branches. When the branch of the vine is alive, there can be only one answer to all its petitions, increased grape bearing. In fact, the branch exists only for and can do nothing except fruit bearing, yielding grapes. So does the true believer exist only for the purpose of bearing the fruits of the Spirit, to love man as he himself has been loved by God, that we should love one another, even as Jesus has loved us. And when the Father's hand of discipline is laid upon the vine, it is done in love, in order that the branches may bear much fruit, and a wise husbandman cuts away only the dead and fruitless branches. Jesus had great difficulty in leading even his apostles to recognize that prayer is a function of Spirit-born believers in the Spirit-dominated kingdom.